Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Spencer. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
So, Bree and Spencer, so let's go Bree first. What have you been up to this summer?
I have been kind of losing my mind. The uncertainty, how school going to look, and before I knew it, it was August, and now it's time for everything to start all over again. So I've just been doing school and reading. I did hit a reading slump for about 2 weeks. I had never had one before, but I'm out of it now, and I've just been like reading on NetGalley. I've been reading, and you know what? I feel like during this time, I've really learned to just read whatever makes you happy, because I mean, that's just been getting me through, just picking up whatever I'm in the mood for. So that's what I've been doing.
I love this. And Spencer, what have you been up to?
Oh my goodness. So I have been basically playing a lot of Animal Crossing and reading. Obviously that goes without saying, but like when the pandemic first started, I hit this wall, like mentally, and I was in this terrible reading slump. And to combat that, I bought Animal Crossing, which just happened to come out at the same time. I don't even play video games, but I just needed a form of escape. And so that got me through for the first, I want to say like 2 months. And I finally got back in my reading and have been reading like gangbusters, full force. And so, yeah, that's basically it. And I've been trying to exercise. I feel like I should say that for health sake, you know, get healthy, blah, blah, blah. But mostly reading and playing video games.
I love this. So what have you been reading lately? So Bree first and then Spencer.
Well, first I just want to say that like I feel like Spencer said, I feel like that was the case for most readers. Like it just got to this point where it like mentally you wanted to read and you just could not.
Yeah, totally.
It was like my head was all over the place. So I feel you. So don't make fun of me, but I've been reading Christmas romances.
I love this.
Love it.
I'm surprised because I've been like, I've never, like, this is the year that I actually started to, I don't want to say take NetGalley serious, but like, it's so out of sight, out of mind. I'm not much of an ebook reader, but for some reason, this within the last month, I've just been like, let's do this. Like, let's get on there and actually read some stuff. And it is kind of exciting because they're not actually out. So it's like, will the book change any before it gets released? And I went on there and I requested some stuff, Christmas romances, and I'm like, I'm not going to get approved. And then you look up and you're like, oh snap, I got approved for all 5 of the ones that I asked for. So I've been really just reading those because I felt like in 2019, a lot of the books that were marketed as Christmas romances didn't feel very Christmas romancy. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get a jump start this year because, you know, in September they start releasing back to back. And so far, the ones that I have, it feels totally different from last year. Like they feel very Christmassy. I think we're going to have a really good year this year. So that's what I've been reading the past couple of days. It's just like NetGalley Christmas romances.
I love this. How about you, Spencer?
Gosh, I've been reading an eclectic bunch of stuff. So I guess if we're talking series, I actually took part, this is probably the only kind of year-long book challenge that I have done and kept up with, and that is the In-Depth Readathon, where you basically read J.D. Robbs's In-Depth series, however many you want. There's like 50 of them, and I am totally new to the series, and so I have started from book one. I'm up to book 10, which is probably not that high, but considering that I've read about 6 of them in the past 2 months, I would say is really indicative of how into it I am. And I love it. So I guess for people who don't know, it's like this futuristic romance set against like a crime fiction backdrop. So you've got like this woman detective and her like billionaire husband, and each book she's solving different crime cases, and obviously we see the romance between her and her husband, which I love. And so I would say it's probably the best of both worlds for me, because I do love thrillers and mysteries and crime fiction, but obviously I also really love romance, and to have them kind of blended together, I'm like so in my element. And I've actually been reading them, or rather listening to them, on ebook, and when I tell you they are probably some of the best narrated audiobooks that I have listened to, I mean, it's just such a fantastic production that I recommend them to anybody, even if you're not into romance or not into crime fiction. And they really hold up. I feel like, I think the book first book came out in the early 90s. And so here I am reading them 20 years later, and everything still feels fresh and relevant, which I guess says a lot about J.D. Robbs's, or Nora's, I guess, writing.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've been diving into Word and River for me. Like, that's been, like, listening to audiobooks and just and playing around with the ebooks. And you just, like, that's been, like, a fun series to dive into. And I'm, like, I'm on book 9 right now, and there's 20 books in a series. But I admire you going for a 50-book series.
Like, I found them. I know. I mean,
to me, it's almost like a gift, and there's nothing better than stumbling across a series that I, like the first book, only to figure out that there is such a big backlist. It's such a treat, because I'm like, yes, I can binge and just really dive into it, and that's pretty much what I've been doing.
So that's the purpose of this type of episode. So the purpose of this episode, just for those, for listeners who are listening, is a backlist series episode for Patreon. Our Patreon community, you pay $5 a month and you get exclusive access to new episodes as well as author interviews. So the goal is for these episodes to chat all things authors, series, and other backlist titles to check out from your library at lower cost or to your local booksellers. If you're listening to this episode, watch my next podcast. Awesome. If you're interested in more of these episodes, because we have a series episode for Chris and Ashley, we'll have one for Jill Chavez, we'll have one for an Addicted series, just join us for $5 a month and you'll get access to them every Sunday. So now back to regular programming. So today we're going to be talking about, drum roll, Jill Chavez, which, as you know, from Lifford Writer, she has written about 100 published works. She has a ton of series to dive into, and she's the perfect candidate to do a backlist dive. So let's talk Jill. Let's talk all things Jill. So Spencer, what do you love about Jill's books?
Oh my goodness. So I'm trying not to get giddy, because when I say she is my favorite romance author, I'm not even exaggerating. So I guess if I'd have to say, like, one of the things, or the main thing that I love about Jill Chavez and her work, is that I love the blend of comedy and romance that she does. She does like witty and snappy dialogue just so well. And the banter between the couples that she features in her books, I think, just really shines through. And then in addition to that, you know, her side characters are always just as well-rounded. And, you know, typically they also tend to continue on and become part of her series. But really, it's just that blend of comedy and romance. I think that she is just such a top-notch romantic comedy writer in general.
So, Bree, what do you love about Jill Chavez?
I think this is the year that I started reading her. I don't think I read anything by her previous to 2020. And I started with the Heartbreaker Bay series. So I've read that, and I'm slowly reading The Wildstone. And I just love how fun they are. They still have, you know, issues that she discusses in the books, but like, the Heartbreaker Bay series, just, I loved that like sense of community. It kind of felt like a small town, but it's set in San Francisco, which to me feels like a big city. I've never been there, but I just love that. I loved the group of friends we were introduced to. It became like a comfort read, like, series for me. And I was so, when I read Wrapped Up in You and finished it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, there's nothing else. you know, and I posted that and she sent me a comment on Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, she knows who I am. She was like, I'm not
done with my
series yet. And I was like,
what? Yay!
So yeah, I don't know. You find those authors that just become like feel good. You know what you're going to get. Like, I know it's going to be a good time. So mm-hmm. I want to binge her stuff, but then I feel like, okay, I need to space it out because mm-hmm. one day, but you
that's
know,
that's exactly what I did.
She's doing new books. Like she posts like a couple new books every year and he has 100 books. I think you're fine. You can binge on her and you
not the way have Bree more than enough. She'll be done in a week. Trust me.
That's true. So, all right. So let's talk about series. So let's talk about Heartbreakish series. It's set in San Francisco, but it has a small town feel. What exactly can we expect from a Heartbreakish series? Heartbreaker Bay series.
Go ahead, Spence.
So first of all, expect to want to binge through them. So I guess one of the things, or to me, the main thing that you can expect is strong friendship ties, because I would actually describe Heartbreaker Bay as almost like a romance Melrose Place, if anybody remembers that series, where it's basically a group of young professionals and it centers around this apartment complex named Melrose Place. But anyway, Heartbreaker Bay, at least the setting of where they are, it takes place around this like allegedly magical fountain. That actually makes it sound like fantasy. It's not, but it's like this business/living complex, and each of the friends just has their own happily ever after. But what you see in the story also, in addition to the romance, is really just friendship that actually goes beyond friendship, I would say, and they treat each other like family, which I absolutely adore. So when it comes to the Heartbreaker Bay series, of course, because it's a romance, you're going to get the coupling. And of course, because it's a Jill Shalvis, you're going to get, you know, that witty repartee, that kind of like verbal sparring. But more so than anything, it's really just the friendship, which I absolutely adore. Not even just between the women, which I feel like is, you know, something that is very typical in romance because of its main audience, but also between the men, which is something that I love. You know, none of them are afraid to be open with each other and, you know, basically be friends, be bros, and not just kind of standoffish thinking that they can take on the world by themselves or that they are weak for relying on each other in their times of need.
I love this. So speaking of Jill, what other series should we pick up? Like, we got Lucky Harbor, we got Animal Magnetism, we got Wildstone, we have all of them. I know.
Can I do a plug first? Can we do a plug? Spencer did an entire Jill Shalvis video on YouTube. Our friend Sarah has one as well. And you know, Sarah loves Harlequin, so she talked about like Harlequin titles. But like anybody mm-hmm. that's listening, Spencer has an entire video.
Yes, and I'll put it in the show notes. So just click on the link on the show notes because you'll go into Spencer's video, which is
thank you so much.
I love that. I love your like any of your cozy mystery videos. I love that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you read Animal Magnetism? I haven't read that one yet, but I heard that a character from Heartbreaker Bay is like in that series. Like that's where he came from.
Oh my
from.
Goodness. It's been so long since I've read Animal Magnetism. I wouldn't be surprised. And I actually want to go back and reread some of them. I haven't read the whole series, but I mean, Heartbreaker Bay, it's so quintessential. It's Jill at not even like her peak, meaning that whatever she comes out with now is not going to be just as good, but it is like quintessential Jill Shalvis. Lucky Harbor. Bree, I'm so excited for you to read Lucky Harbor because that was my first Jill Shalvis series that I went through, and it's very similar to Heartbreaker Bay in like the friendship and the couplings, and I think it's even longer of a series. So I probably recommend for sure Lucky Harbor as one of Jill Shalvis's books if you're like new to her, because oh my god, it's just so good. It's just so good.
I just read chapter one of Simply Irresistible, right? And like, she like almost hits the guy on the motorcycle and she thinks bad. So she gets out and she's so awkward. I'm like, that is me. She's like,
yeah,
I'm sorry I didn't kill you. And she's like, who says that? I'm sorry.
Exactly. There's so many laugh out loud moments. And like the one difference, I guess, between this one and Heartbreaker Bay is that this one is actually set in a small town. Mm-hmm. So you get those authentic small town vibes, which lends to like the nosy neighbors and like those side characters from the small towns who are quirky and kind of like lend some local coloring to the series. So it's a really good series.
So Brie, I want to buddy read it with you. So I think we're going to start Simply Irresistible. So then we're around the same point.
Okay. So I'm only on chapter
2. I need to get it again. I have to read it again. I got FOMO.
So when I spoke to Jill about her series, I was like, so how do you go about this whole series process? She said for Lucky Harbor, it was done in books of three. So there's 12 books, but it didn't become overwhelming because it can be overwhelming for a writer to write, you know, a long series too. So the way the publishing world worked was that she just kept getting contracts, extending the contract for 3 books at a time. So the story arcs for Lucky Harbor are 3 book story arcs. So there's like essentially 4 trilogies, you know, in a series.
That totally makes sense because the first 3 books in the Lucky Harbor series center around 3 sisters, or you know, each book is about a sister. So that totally makes sense. But I mean, also, I guess I feel compelled to mention, which is one of the things that I also love about her series, is that you don't have to read them in order. I mean, I'm type A, so I think it's fun to start from the beginning, but if I come across a book that I'm interested in reading of hers, you don't have to start at the beginning. The only spoiler, if you even call that, is that you you end up knowing which couples to get together, but I feel like it's a romance. That's never like the mystery part.
And with Heartbreaker Bay, like, so I totally agree. I don't think you have to read them in order, but there is a point where you kind of shift focus from like the group of friends you meet in the beginning, and now you're meeting more people. And I was struggled with that, y'all. I was like, wait a minute, where's all the people from the beginning? You know, but I'm like, well, to keep the series going, we have to like start following new people. So I was like, I see what you're doing, but you get so attached. But yeah, I don't think you have to read them in order. I totally agree. But just keep in mind that like it is going to kind of shift like halfway through the series.
Yeah.
So maybe like read the first couple out of order and then maybe, you know, move on to the second half.
I love this. And so for Wildstone, you can read them out of order because they're essentially standalone novels within just set in the same small town. So
I started with almost just friends and then I read The Summer Deal and I'm like, girl, at some point you got to go back and read book one.
I really like The Lemon Sisters. If you haven't read that one, that one is my favorite of the series. It's just the life of a sister. I think they're almost like, most of them are family related books. Because this one's 2 sisters creating places, Lemon Sisters creating places, then Almost Just Friends is about a family, the sister and the brother come back to the family, and then The Summer Deal is about found family and real family.
Oh gosh, that one was good. That was good.
I haven't read that series yet, so I'm excited to dive into it.
It's good. I wish it was like interconnected books, you know, because I love series and I'm like, I wish I could like follow up with the series, like follow up with the sisters and this other book, but they're not. They're really like straight up standalone books. Like you can read them out of order. I think that was her purpose, why she wanted to have that series to look like that. So you don't feel intimidated by like, there's like 12 books and you're like, I have to start from the beginning. Like this one, you don't have to. So.
Both Almost Just Friends and The Summer Deal are like 5 stars reads of 2020. And y'all know, like I'm being real picky with 5 stars.
Yes, you are.
Because at the end of the year and previous years, I'm like, dang, what were my favorites? Because I just handed them out. You know, everything got 5 stars. I love it. But like, both of those books, oh my gosh, Almost Just Friends, I think about like every day. I can't wait, Spencer. You have to read.
Okay, I have to start with that one then. And I think just really quickly, I want to say, I think that is what has kind of kept me from diving into them right away is because they are standalones. And I'm just such a sucker for series because I like to sit with the characters longer.
Yeah.
So knowing that it's a standalone, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just gonna hold off, but you know, yeah. If we're stamping it 5 stars, then I'm bumping it to the top of my TBR.
I love it. Yeah, I would say it's a 5-star read. It's so good. And she has a new one coming up in January.
Thing that I've noticed about the Wildstone series too, right? So us as romance readers, I think it's safe to say we all three like women's fiction too, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like when people think of women's fiction, they automatically assume that like the romance is going to take a back seat. And with both The Summer Deal and Almost Just Friends, I feel like she perfectly balanced both. Like, I loved the romances, but I also like the main character's journey as like a woman. I felt like that was done perfect as well. So I just, both of them, I was like, how did she balance them perfectly? I don't know, but I think that's what's really got me hooked on it is you do get the best of both.
Yeah,
and the balance is done really well. So if you want a romance, you're still going to get that, but you know, it is considered more women's fiction, and I thought that was done well too.
Yeah. So let's see, what series are high in theme? So this is probably a Spencer question, and which ones are a bit closed door?
Okay, so I'm actually gonna turn to her out, well, I don't know if they're out of print, but as far as the books that are high on Steam, I'm actually gonna say the Harlequin Blaze series that she wrote back in the day, just because Harlequin Blaze is obviously a category imprint that is known for being you know, more sexy and higher in Steam and not closed door or anything like that. So the particular series names, you've got Flashpoint and Flashback, I think are the two series names, and they're basically just firefighter series. So it's a handful of books, each of them is about an individual firefighter, but because they are blazes, you're going to get those like sexy times, not turning away from when the couples get together. And as for the closed-door ones, oh man, I mean, I feel like nothing holds a candle to a blaze, but I would say, I guess her Animal Magnetism series, I'm going to take a little bit of an assumption here, and Bree, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't read the series, but I assume that her Wildstone series was a little bit lighter just because it balanced between romance and women's fiction. So that would probably be the lower scene, because the books kind of in the middle of both the Blaze and the Wildstone series, that are her kind of regular bread and butter romances, those are probably all on the same scheme level, just in terms of like, you've got your sexy time, you've got swearing, but then you also have some scenes or some chapters that end in Fade to Black, so it's like a happy medium between the two.
I love this. Yeah, I would say I would agree. Wildstone is definitely very tame in comparison to her other series that I read for her, who are more high in the scene. So just a little bit of everything for everyone. All right, so switching gears, what other series have you read that we should check out? So this could be Jill's, and this could be other authors that you have read a few series and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like, I, you know, I'm an evangelist. Like, I'm telling you this list that you need to read.
Well, I want to pick up the Animal Magnetism next. So I am working on Lucky Harbor.
Great choice.
Animal Magnetism I want to pick up next because I think it's the hero from Wrapped Up in You. I think he comes, Animal Magnetism, it's in like Idaho or something.
Yep, I think
he comes from there. So I was like, maybe I should read this one first, but I see more of the Lucky Harbor books in the bookstore. So I was like, we'll just go with this one. But an author that's not Jill, I mean, everybody should read Jill. That one is, I mean, I read, it's almost the fall, so I'm like in a cozy mystery mood.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right. I really want to read Ellie Alexander. Have you read her, Spence?
Yes. See, okay. So I don't want to detract from this podcast, so we'll probably have to message after this, but I actually just picked up the second book in her Bake Shop mystery series, which is set in fall. And I think it would, I'm literally holding off reading it until fall because it's going to give all the cozy vibes. So that's probably what cozy I'm going to pick up next.
And I wanted to mention that because I think people don't realize that cozy mysteries pretty much always have a romance going on.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. So I guess if I had to talk about so I'm not going to list some of the Jill Shawis because that would be way too easy because I love them all. But I'm actually going to switch it up a little bit and suggest a paranormal romance, which would be the Night Hunter series by Janine Frost. And the reason that I wanted to suggest this one, and let me caveat this by saying that I don't typically read paranormal romance just because I'm sometimes intimidated by it, just because it's part of a long series and sometimes it's hard for me to like get into the concept of otherworldly beings. But that said, this series definitely is like the perfect series, not only if you love paranormal, but if you're new to it like I am. And it's actually, I would say if you like Jill Shawis, this is actually a great series in the paranormal genre because you've got that snappy and witty dialogue that you know, no doubt are familiar with from a Jill Shawis book. You've got that in this series. It's about a half vampire named Kat and a vampire named Bones, and the two of them have this hate to love relationship because she starts off by trying to kill him because she's a half breed vampire slayer, and then the two of them go on to basically like fight evil in the world. But again, it's the snappy banter between the two of them and the development of their relationship as the books go on that really just, I mean, it's like next level. Obviously there is like vampires and ghosts and things that aren't part of our regular world, but at its heart, it's such a sweet romance, and the way that he treats her and her, you know, self-reliance because she's a super strong heroine. It's got a lot of like Jill Shawis attributes. So yeah, Night Hunter series by Janine Frost.
I love this.
Picking it up because I weird stuff like that.
Oh, you'll love it. And I will say the audiobook also is excellent because the narrator narrates the whole series, which you would think would be an obvious, but I've listened to some series that they switch out the narrator and it bothers me so much. But she does such a great job doing each of the characters' voices. It's only one narrator, but Bones has a very distinct accent. I will leave it at that. I didn't love it at first, but it quickly grew on me. And the way that she does his voice makes the image of him literally come to life. Like, if I could draw, I could draw out exactly what I imagine him to look like strictly because of the way that she does his voice. So that's all I'll say on that because it's really good. And I recommend anybody to listen or read it.
Are you still reading it or did you finish it?
So I think there are like 8 or 9 books in the series. And I do this thing, I'm not done with it. I think I only have 2 books left, but I do this thing where when I realize I'm getting to the end of the series, I'll like pump the brakes and like not read it because I don't want it to end, which is so absurd because she even has spin-off series for like the side characters. So it's not like I will totally be out of that world, but I've read about, you know, 80% of them and I can really vouch for them all. There are some that are my favorite, but this is a series you have to read in order. But it's totally worth it. And it's just so good.
I think there's a new book coming out for the series.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I have a couple friends who are podcasting The Hangover. They're doing a read-along for The Night Huntress. Yep. So I know Francesca and Stephanie, and they're like, so I believe there's a new book coming out for the series.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm always messaging Francesca and, like, freaking out whenever they're showing what book they're going to talk about next on the podcast. I'm always sending her a message on Instagram like, I remember that one. I love this part. Like, it makes me want to reread the series, but I've got like a whole bunch of other books that I'm trying to get to. So I'm like, okay, just hold off.
I know.
I totally feel you. Like, I just want to love paranormal. Like, I want it to be my favorite subgenre, mm-hmm. but it is so intimidating, I think, if you didn't start with it. Like, mm-hmm. there's authors that I'm interested in, and, like, you see series, and you're like, there's 30 books.
I'm reading Melissa Sands' 30 book series, the Andrew New Vampire series.
Gosh.
I'm on book 3. They are delightful. Like, they're so fun. It's like romantic comedy with vampires. They're, like, they're
okay, really see. Yeah. I might need to check that out. And I think that's probably what my hang up is, because when it comes to paranormal, it seems to me, and again, I know nothing about the genre except for the couple of series that I've read, but it seems to me that a lot of them are serious. Like, obviously there's romance, but it seems like a lot of them are serious.
Yeah.
And that's too much for me. I need laugh out loud moments. I need kind of that playful, and that's why I like the Night Hunters one, because it is comedic, whereas you've got Black Dagger Brotherhood, which is a very famous series, which is like serious, you know, and I'm just like, I want to love it and I want to get into it, but I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. You know, I gotta be in the mood for that. Gotta get my mind right.
So I'll tell you the Lindsay Sands. So Quick Fight is the first one, and the premise is this is a vampire. She's afraid of blood. And she needs blood to live. So her mom, who's 700 years old, kidnaps a therapist to deal with her phobia. And that's the
story. Oh my gosh, that does sound fun.
It is a fun, it's delightful. You can read them in a day. You can get them from the library. Like, they're all enough. Like, the third book in the series is a vampire who writes romance. Well, paranormal romance. He's like, it's an autobiography.
I love it.
And his editor is like searching for him, and she's like, I want you to do book tour. And this is written in the 90s, I think, or 2000, so there's no email, so these are letters, like the editor sends them, like, you know, FedEx letters to the person, and they're like, please send us your email address if you're connected to this. And I was like, holy shit. So it's delightful. So I'll sell that series. It's really fun to read. There's
awesome.
There's plenty of books to read. So
love it.
Awesome. So tell us where we can find you online. So Spencer and then Brie.
Okay, so I have a BookTube channel, and it's called Intentionally Bookish. And I've also got an Instagram of that same handle. So you can find me in either of those places. I put out videos twice a week normally, and then my Instagram, honestly, whenever I'm feeling inspired to post something bookish.
I love that.
We have the best thumbnails ever on YouTube.
Yeah, they're so cute.
I really love my friends that are like unapologetically girly. So when Spencer came on the scene, I was like, I need to be friends with her. Like, her backgrounds are pink and like teal blue.
Yes.
Stop, because honestly, and this is just going to be us gushing over each other, because, and I know we haven't said the name of her Bookstagram handle yet, but like, I message her at least like once every couple of days, like, I want pictures just like yours. She does the best job, like, notating her books. And I'm like, I want to do that. Like, re-highlight your books. I need to highlight my books now, because, girl, I mean, you just take your reading experience to the next level. And I'm envious, because if you ask me what I read 2 books ago, I couldn't even tell you the name of the characters, let alone the major plot points. So we're...
I'll send you more pictures. You know,
yes.
Like...
Love it.
All right, Brie, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am most active on Instagram. It's Falling for Romance. I am trying to get my act together and actually pay attention to my blog. I do have a blog, fallingforromance.com. It's like book reviews, but I also want to like incorporate more lifestyle stuff, because I'm like, where else do I need to talk about books? Like, I post reviews on Goodreads, I post reviews on Instagram, like, it's okay, you know? So I'm most active there. I post something at least once a day, story, feed, something.
I love this. Thank you, Spencer and Brie, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.